Hi guys, I'm Funda.
And I'm Rodrigo.
We are at the Stranger's Corner again.
And today we have a couple of guests. Now let them introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Damla. I'm from Turkey, Istanbul. Last year I did my Erasmus in Perugia, and then I like it so much that I decided to transfer here. And now I'm doing my bachelor degree in Perugia. I'm studying communications here. So Erasmus is over, sadly.
Yes.
Okay, what about you?
My name is Laura. I'm from Colombia. I'm just visiting Perugia, and I'm studying economics and psychology.
Where?
In University of the Andes in Colombia.
That's great.
Like a double degree?
Yes. Nice. And today we are going to talk about traveling.
Oh, yeah.
In Erasmus, the cheapest way.
Table.
Yes. Rodrigo, did you have the time for traveling?
I've got some couple weeks, yes.
Uh-huh.
How about you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I visited some places like Madrid, Barcelona, Milano, and Damla and I have some plans for next month.
Where are you going to go?
Prague, Budapest, and Vienna.
Maybe Napoli.
Maybe Napoli, yes.
You're
this is our...
Maybe Sicilia.
Maybe.
Nice. So before we start, we should listen to a song.
Yes.
What do you think about The Proclaimers and Gravity?
Yes, it's a beautiful song. Yes.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I
Damla, tell us what is your experience with traveling when you were doing your Erasmus?
Okay, that was a bit complicated moment in my life when I was doing my Erasmus, because I was not happy, mostly, because I had some issues with my boyfriend and all of this stuff. So when I broke up with my boyfriend, I decided to have a little bit of trip. So I started from the Italy. I went to the Naples, to I don't know, Florence, Roma, and some little cities. And then, with my flatmate, we decided we liked a lot one band, two DJs, one duo, and they were going to have a concert in Marsiglia, in France. So we booked our flight tickets. But there was a little problem that the concert tickets were sold out. So it was a miserable situation because we loved them. We loved them a lot. So I decided to write them on Facebook. I wrote them like, hey, I'm your fan. I want to come to your concert. I already booked my flight tickets, but it's gone. I cannot buy it. So they said, okay, come here and we can just list you. You can enter. I said, okay, it's perfect, I'm coming.
Oh,
and then we went to Marsiglia.
What a nice band.
Yeah.
Let's.
Yes, okay. Social media work.
They call the Polian Pen, and they're from Paris, and they're cool. They're cool guys. And so we didn't also had a place to stay, and we looked from the couch surfing. Two Italians in Marsiglia. They were also doing Erasmus in Marsiglia. They hosted us, Giorgia and Francesca. They hosted us really well. But, you know, there's some problem in France. They are always having these flight attacks. No, the protests. The flights are always canceling. So our flights are canceled too. And we couldn't go back to Italy. And then we had to cancel our tickets. We had to buy another tickets that costed a lot. But our lovely Italian hosts are hosted us for two more days. I love them. Thank you, guys. Thank you to Paul and Pan. Thank you to
Italian guys.
Italian guys. Thanks, everybody. It was great. It was great.
Yes. So you could met the guys from the band.
Actually. Okay, it was like
there's a story coming.
Actually, the thing is, the Pollen Pan has listed us, but it was a festival. So there was also another French band called L'Imperatrice. And when we were listening them, the DJs of the Pollen Pan was just near to me. We were listening together. We were like together. And I was so shy that I couldn't say anything. Yeah. I was like, hey, I love you, I love you, I love you. But in my inside.
Inside. Yeah.
And how was your adventure? Because I know you were in Vancouver.
Yes, I lived in Vancouver like just for 5 months.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. Like Vancouver is a really, really beautiful city. It's very different from here because it's a really new city, so everything is really modern. But also, like, a lot of Latin people goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of parties, Latin parties with salsa, merengue, reggaeton, every Latin music. And it was really nice. And then I moved to Toronto and then come back to Colombia.
Mm. How was your Perugia experience?
How has it been?
Like it's over, it's nearly over.
Just like cutting it.
It has been pretty good. Like I have the best tourist guide, Rodrigo.
Yes.
Took me.
If you need help. Yeah.
Yes, it has been really good. I have to know a lot more. Like I don't know. The big church inside and everything.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know. I have left like 4 days left. And then I hope I can know more.
Yes, yes. Our tour guy, Rodrigo, will help you with that.
I don't know.
No, he's going to Rome.
Okay, you have us. We can be your Rodrigo. And Rodrigo, do you find some cheapest way to travel here? What do you think about it?
Cheapest way? Well, what can I say? With the ESN card, you have some...
Ooh, advertisement. Yeah. I sense.
Being paid.
How much?
Actually, you get some discounts with it, like some nice discounts. I got one.
I never get it, by the way, never.
Never?
No.
But other than that, I think traveling here, it's cheap, like very cheap compared to Colombia, for example, or Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Because here you can travel between countries and you would pay like, what, 40 euros go, like, andate ritorno. So it's very cheap. Like in Colombia, you would never pay like to go to another country 40 euros. At least I've never seen like that price.
Yes, no.
It's like that's what you pay to a city, if you want to go to a city inside Colombia.
Yes, yes. Like here, they are very, very helpful between countries.
Yes.
In Latin America, they are very separated, so no.
And having the visa also, like, it helps a lot for those who have it. So it's pretty good. Like, I think it's cheap to travel here, and the cheapest way is probably planning with time.
Mm-hmm.
But even if when you don't plan, I think you can find some cheap solutions. For example, couch surfing, you would speak
always.
About. It's a good option.
Yes.
If you find someone, you have to be lucky, though.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the
you
thing.
Have to search well.
You yeah. have to know how to search.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, you also have Airbnb. You can get good prices. Mm-hmm. Hotels, even hotels, I think they're not as
yes.
expensive. Like,
for example, the hotel I found yes. in Milan, it was an hostel. Yeah. It was cheap. It includes breakfast and dinner. And now my flatmate looking for the same place for it's full and it's very expensive.
What's the name of that? I know it. It's really near the station.
No, it's Madame Bistrot. It's near a metro station, but not the central station. But it was very cool.
So and what tips do you have?
I have one tip. To have friends everywhere.
Yes.
Like this, you can always stay free
yes.
anywhere.
Not cheap, yeah. yeah. Not cheap, but free.
Great tip.
Yeah. First of all, if you...
start doing your list. Yeah.
It's like this. When you're in Erasmus, where are you from? Okay, I can go there.
Yeah.
Take note of that.
Yeah. And if you don't have any friends,
start using Facebook as you did.
Yes.
Hi. Yes.
I don't have anywhere to stay. And maybe this band finds her the apartment to stay, or maybe share even theirs.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Maybe. Not Polen Pem, but the next one.
Next one. Yes. And the timing is very important. If you are trying to complete it like a month ago, you can find everything more and more.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Probably you can investigate more at least. So you
yes.
can really find the cheapest option and not get the first low price you get.
Yes.
So that would be good.
And this place where you stay is very important too. So you can do some open entries in Couchsurfing, like, hi guys, I'm this and I'm with this and this person.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes, we will be at your country at this time and we want to go, but never, you should never use, can you host us? No. Then they feel like you try to use them. So you can write, okay, we are looking for someone to visit.
Know the culture.
Yes, know the culture, making some food and visit somewhere with us, blah, blah, blah. And then they are responding to you. Or you can always send direct messages to the people.
Nice, that's a good
tip. Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yes, and if you have beautiful friends
yeah,
or
that's
handsome
that's
friends,
really important.
Yes, because in Bologna, I will make Meltem open a Couchsurfing account. So it was raining recused. Yes, like okay, come with us, stay with us. Okay, we have a room, blah blah. And Bologna, we have a guest, we have a host. He accept us like a day before, and we told him that we were two girls, but we were three at this time,
yes.
And he was okay with everything. Okay, you can come early. Okay, you can come three people.
Nice.
Yes.
Just come. I
yes.
want you. I want you in my house.
Yes, and he was so interesting.
Please don't go.
Yes, please.
But most of people very open. In Couchsurfing, for example, I found a guy and he just saying, okay, I'm a gay nudist person, so please contact me if you are, yes.
Be aware of the
yes, he's thinking like that.
So let me ask you a question to everyone. Have any of you traveled alone? How is it like if someone has?
It's a great question, but this is time for another song.
So think about it. Which song are you going
to play for? I love Bruce Springsteen when he said Born to Run. And this is kind of my song, like in Erasmus.
Tonight we ride the mansions of glory. See the sun.
That was a beautiful song with lots of emotions and motivations. Okay, Tamla, did you go anywhere alone?
Okay, the thing is, I never traveled alone. I really want to travel alone. Maybe to India, to Africa. I want to travel alone, but I never traveled alone. But what I do is, I really like to be alone. So when I go somewhere with my friends, I always ask for some hours alone. Mm-hmm. I say like, hey guys, can I get some alone hours by myself so I can just do whatever I want and like this? So they always say, yeah, go. Uh-huh. And that's my thing. I do that.
That's good. Well, the exchange that I did to Vancouver, it was alone by myself. I think that you learn a lot about yourself. Like, you have a lot of personal growth, and you know better who you are. I don't know. It's a good, because when you come back to your country, then you're a renovated person. You can give more to other people. It's pretty nice.
And what about
yes.
You?
Yeah. Okay, which one is first? I travel alone a lot. I love traveling alone, like Laura said, because it was the most precious time with yourself. You can concentrate on yourself, like, okay, I want this, I don't want this, I want this to happen, I don't want this to happen ever again, never again. You can think like that, okay, impersonally, I matter, and then you can concentrate on yourself very beautifully. So even here, I go to Milano by myself, and in Turkey, I always travel by myself. Like when I was depressed or sad, okay, guys, I'm going to island. Yes, and 2 days, 3 days, I just be with myself and turn back.
You're disconnected.
Yes.
You don't use your phone. You just really get out of it.
Yes. Sometimes I use my phone, but
yes.
But if I have my friends with me, I'll do the same thing Damla does. For example, Barcelona and Madrid, I have my friends, but I told them, okay, girls, I want to visit alone. Please don't mind. And they said, okay, take as long as time you want. So in Plage de Barceloneta, I wanted to be alone because it was so refreshing. And they gave me the space, so that's it for me. And what about you?
Yeah. Well, I haven't traveled a lot alone, we can say, but for example, I also had the chance to go to Vancouver and I went alone, even though I had a friend there, but the experience, I was by myself, and it was very nice. Like, it's nice to I don't know, like, finding yourself against the wall and realizing you can dodge the wall. So you can go,
wow.
Like, you just can go straight and continue your life without any problem. So I think it's a great experience, as you were saying, like, it's a moment where you can find really who you are and find your strengths and weaknesses. So,
but actually you're doing here by yourself as well.
Yeah, in theory, actually here I haven't found any Colombian or
yes.
Some Brazilians, but I'm not like very close to them, so
mm-hmm.
It could be by myself. And it's been a wonderful...
Yes. He's like a philosopher. When, yeah. When he speaks here, I said, okay, let's speak some more. He's a... half philosopher, half lawyer. He will be very successful, I guess.
I hope so.
But what do you think? Traveling alone is dangerous or safe? In Bogota, for example, if I come Bogota alone, I get bothered or?
I think, two things. The first that you have to, like, there are a lot of stereotypes about Colombia and Bogota, and I think that they are not actually true.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of, it was a phase of Colombians of time, but it's important, I think it's important that people change that image. Anyway, you also have to be careful that, like, I was thinking it is kind of extremely experiences, because you you can know beautiful things, beautiful people, beautiful places, but also you have to be aware of what is happening in around you. Like, I think that also, I don't know who told me, I think that was one of your Turkish friends that told me also in Barcelona he was robbed.
Oh, yes, Berke was robbed in Barcelona.
So I think you have to be careful anywhere.
Yes, yes, that's true. If you ever decided to come to Turkey, please call us. Please don't stay alone.
I think people with who you are have a lot to do. Like, if you don't know the place, it's nice to be with someone, a local.
Yes.
So yeah, sure.
Give you some advices, because you don't know. It's impossible for you to know how it's, for example, Colombia, if you don't have like a local who tells you
something. Of course. Yeah, yes, like if you don't know where to go or where places are dangerous, then you go there and you get robbed and there you get a bad image. So, yes, it's better.
Because sometimes they just want to get, like, we were talking about that. Like, they want to use the tourist in a negative sense, like they want to rob the tourist and something like that. So you cannot trust everyone. You have to be careful who you trust.
Yes.
And okay, do a deep research. You're gonna do it. What about Turkey?
Okay, the Turkey. It's not that you're going to walk in the street and you're going to die. But for example, you're going to enter.
You never know.
You're going to enter a shop and they're going to understand you're a tourist, so they're going to rob you. But not like stealing from your pocket. They're going to tell you that, oh, that costs, I don't know,
40 euros.
40 euros, but actually that costs 4 euros. I mean, that's another type of danger, yes. But it's still a danger because it happens every day to everyone.
Yes, even the local people
has
to face it.
Contact our page. Tourist.
Have the tourist in. We have the tourist in Turkey. Buy 40 euros. You should give us that money.
But also there were so many people that has died in Turkey. I mean, not always, but tourists. Yeah. For example, I remember that woman was traveling around the world.
Pippa Bakka.
Yeah.
I never forget her name.
You tell us.
She was traveling the world with her bike and she visited a lot of places, countries, cities. But unfortunately, when she comes in Turkey, they raped her and kill her. It was very cruel and we shocked, all of us, we shocked. All of us shocked because it was the very innocent thing that woman trying to do, but it got dirtier in our country. So it's on us. It's a very shameful thing.
How old was she? Like, if you know the details.
Not much older than 30.
And where she was she young. From?
I think she is Italian.
Really?
Yeah, Pippa Bakka. I thought she was Italian.
When was it?
I think 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah.
And has the situation improved? Like, I don't know, like, to your eyes.
The place?
Tourists, in general.
I think, yes, they proved the rape and the murder. And I don't know the man gets caught or not. I don't know. But in Turkey, every day, a lot of women get killed or get raped. It's terrible, yes. Every day we hear some news.
Yes, in Colombia also you turn on the TV in the news and it's only like
violence.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Do a happy news.
Good luck finding good luck finding happy news.
I think we should listen another song because it was too sad.
Yes, and close the show, guys. Because our time is out. Right now. Yes. Choose another song.
Me?
Yes.
I'm going to go for the old ones, which I like very much. Frank Sinatra,
Come Fly With Me.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you for having us, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.